This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm already getting texts from my friends telling me I look like the Jewish Republican Johnny Cash in all black. I want to read you my commentary that's coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, my hometown newspaper, one of the top 20 largest newspapers in America, and syndicated all over the country. My columns are by Creator Syndicate. It's called Mr. President, Here's How You Can Make America Even Greater. And you're going to love this. These are great executive orders. You know I'm good at these executive orders. Mr. President, here's how you could make America even greater. We're still just days into New Year 2020. Now is the perfect time for President Trump to drive Democrats, a.k.a. radical socialists, crazy with rage by announcing these New Year 2020 executive orders. Remember, I was the guy who urged President Trump to issue the executive order declaring a national security emergency at the border and then use funds from the military budget to fund the border wall. And Trump loved my idea and used my idea. And just days ago, a federal court ruled in Trump's favor, freeing up $3.6 billion for border wall construction from the military budget. That's called hashtag winning. That's called victory. So now I have more crucial executive order suggestions for President Trump. As I've said all along, Mr. President, rule by executive order and then let the Supreme Court make the final decision, be the final arbiter. We'll win some and we'll lose some. Maybe we'll win a lot more than we lose. But in baseball, if you bat 300, you're an all-star. And if you bat 350, you're a Hall of Famer. If the Supremes give Trump 3 out of every 10, you're a superstar, man. If we hit 4 out of 10, you're a Hall of Famer. And if we win 5 or more out of every 10, you're the GOAT, the greatest of all time. So here are a few to start, and I'll give you more over the next few weeks. But executive order number 1, Mr. President, to deport illegal aliens with criminal records. Now, I'm not saying let's deport all 22 million illegals in America, and that's how many there are. Even a Harvard study shows there are 12 million. There are 22 million, minimum 22 million illegals in the United States, and overall 50 million foreigners in this country. So I'm not saying deport every illegal. Far from it. My suggestion is fair and reasonable and common sense. We need to deport the bad guys among those 22 million illegals. Now, ICE just released an eye-opening stat. Over 90% of the illegal aliens arrested by federal agents in the last year, the year 2019, had criminal convictions or pending criminal charges that included murder, rape, sexual assault, robbery, and kidnapping. The 123,128 illegals arrested by a special ICE group or ICE division called ERO, Enforcement and Removal Operations. Those 123,128 illegals had 489,063 criminal convictions and pending charges. That's an average of 4 serious crimes per illegal alien arrested last year. I dare Democrats to defend this group. I dare you. I double dare you. I'm not asking for 22 million illegals to be deported, but most Americans would certainly agree to throw these 123,128 illegals with 4 crimes each out of the United States of America forever and then build a wall so they can never come back. That's executive order number 1. Deport the illegals with criminal records, or maybe even deport the illegals with multiple criminal records. How about that? Is that fair? How about executive order number 2? to end DACA for those with criminal records. Same thing. Just because your parents came to America illegally and had a baby on American soil, that doesn't make you American. You're still illegal. You were brought here illegally. But I'm not saying let's deport all people under DACA or let's end DACA. I didn't even say that. I'm being very fair and balanced. I'm recommending we end DACA just for the applicants with major criminal convictions. And there are tens of thousands of them. I've heard out of the 800,000 DACA people, there are about 100,000 who have committed major serious crimes. They have forfeited their right to remain in this country. Again, this is fair, reasonable, common sense thinking. I'm only asking President Trump to throw out the truly bad guys and gals. Executive Order number 3, to declare English as the only language of voting. It's absurd that people can vote in America in any language but English. They should be able to vote in one language, English. That's it. How do you allow people to vote in 50 other languages? Ridiculous. You and I can't vote in Mexico in any language but Spanish. If you want to vote, great. Then learn English. Otherwise, you don't have a say. This will cut down dramatically on illegals voting illegally in the 2020 election. Executive Order number 4. Making it a felony for non-citizens to vote using government documents punishable by instant deportation after conviction. Now, New York and New Jersey just gave driver's licenses to illegal aliens, and they cheered and they whooped it up, and the illegals in the audience cheered. Nevada already did it. Can you imagine how suicidal that is? Giving driver's license to illegals, and then along with it, you demand that when you go to get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote at the DMV. You have to opt out. No one has to ask you, do you want to register? And no one can ever ask you, are you legal or illegal? That's against the law. That's a motor voter law passed by Bill Clinton. But now they automatically register you to vote when you get a driver's license. And we now know millions of illegals are now legally able to go get a driver's license. So this is how Democrats make sure that voter fraud elects Democrats. This is pure and simple about voter fraud and nothing else. More and more illegals will now be voting across the USA, and there is nothing and no one stopping them. So this new executive order that I'm proposing changes all that, Mr. President. If illegals want to use a driver's license to drive, okay, nothing I can do to stop it. If they want to buy auto insurance with their new driver's license, okay, great, nothing I can do to stop it. It's not a crime. But if a non-citizen uses that government official document to vote when they're not legally able to vote, they should be thrown out of this country. If illegals aren't voting, why would Democrats oppose this law? Because, of course, they know illegals are using their driver's license to vote. So that's why Democrats will be up in arms and lose their minds and call this racist, because they know millions of illegals are voting, encouraged by the Democrat Party. And if illegal groups come to me, groups that support illegal aliens, and they say, this is too harsh, this is too strict, to throw someone out of the country and deport them because they voted with a government document, you know what I say to them? Then don't vote and you won't get thrown out of the country. You can stay in the country right now. Nobody's stopping you. No one's deporting you. You can drive with that driver's license. You can get car insurance with that driver's license. All I'm telling you is you're going to know the rules up front. If you aren't legally in the country and you're a non-citizen and you vote and you use that government document, you're going to go to jail. You're going to have a trial. And once convicted, you're going to be deported. There's no problem with it. You know it up front, then don't vote. We only have to win a few of these executive orders at the Supreme Court to make America even greater. Remember, make America great again was the original slogan. I think Trump's new slogan should be, make America even greater. And this is how you do it. With executive orders, no Congress involved, let the courts decide, and eventually take it to the United States Supreme Court. If you win 3 out of 10, Mr. President, you're an all-star. If you win 4 out of 10, guess what? You're a Hall of Famer. If you win 5 out of 10, you're the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And I think we'll win most of these. So go ahead, Mr. President. Take your best shot. All right. Speaking of great news, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, what a great guy. I love Greg Abbott. He's probably my second or third favorite politician in the whole United States. Trump, obviously, number one, and there's a couple other ones up there vying with Greg Abbott. But the the Texas Governor Abbott announces that Texas will not be accepting any more refugees and becomes the first in the nation to decline them. And most people don't even know, how was he able to do this? Because President Trump passed an executive order. Try to find the executive order. The executive order says that allows any state or local government, any city, any county, has to consent before refugees can be resettled there. So we don't thank President Trump enough for the great things he does, because we don't even know about it, because on the news media, they don't even talk about it. There's no mention in the ABC, NBC, CBS Evening News about this, no mention on MSNBC or CNN or any of these places that President Trump passed this wonderful executive action. But President Trump's executive order was signed, and starting in 2020, it allows states and local governments to consent before refugees can be resettled in their city, in their county, or in their state. And Governor Greg Abbott just took advantage of it. Great move. Chris, how much time we have left in this segment? All right, we have about 1 minute. So let me just mention, you mean Texas isn't crowded enough? We're under obligation to take in more people? You mean there isn't enough traffic? Have you ever been in Dallas at rush hour? It takes 2 hours to go a half hour. It's a joke. Our freeways all over America are clogged in every major city. And people are living in tiny apartments and big apartment buildings, and it's hard enough to live as it is. We don't need to take in the whole rest of the world. And how about all the liberal environmentalists? Climate change and pollution and garbage and recycling and all that. We can't have oil. We can't have gas. We can't have fossil fuel. You want to invite in millions of new people who are going to burn more fossil fuel and pollute the environment and throw garbage on the ground and pollute the ocean with plastic bags, that plastic straws that get you so mad? Why should we let anybody in? I think America's doing just fine with Americans. Great job, Governor Abbott.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, we're back. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The show is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the Batcave. Inside the country I call Trump Land. I am proud, damn proud, to be a U.S. citizen, to be American-made, born in this country, Mount Vernon Hospital in Mount Vernon, New York. You can only find one war in the world like this, and it's only in the U.S. of A. And by the way, I always tell you, in the immortal words of John Wick, if you watch the John Wick movies, if you want peace, prepare for war. Keanu Reeves was the star of John Wick 1, John Wick 2, John Wick 3. I love the movies. If you want peace, prepare for war. The only way you can have peace is if you're strong. Reagan proved it with Iran, and I believe Trump now proved it with Iran. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at PolitiChatter. I told him I'd do it. The CEO of PolitiChatter just sent me a text during the break. And he said, Wayne, are you aware we're streaming Newsmax TV live during your show right on the homepage of PolitiChatter. And thousands of people are watching right now. And I got to tell you the story of PolitiChatter. He comes to me and he says to me, Wayne, you're getting screwed over by Twitter and Facebook. You know? So what you got to do is you got to join PolitiChatter, which is the new version of Twitter and Facebook combined. And we are not conservative. We aren't liberal. We don't censor anyone. We want everybody to have free speech, everybody to have their say, and to get on their soapbox. That's America. That's what made America great. I've never censored a liberal. I don't censor anybody. I just don't want anyone to censor me. But Twitter is censoring me, and Facebook is censoring me. In 3 years on national TV, I never added anybody on Twitter or Facebook. How's that possible? You and I both know, listening, every person watching and listening right now knows that's proof that I've been censored. And, of course, I get messages every day by the dozens on Twitter and Facebook saying, Wayne, I can't find your page. I can't find your posts that used to be on my homepage. Now I've got to go to your page to find them. They don't appear on mine anymore. They're censoring you, man. So Steve at PolitiChatter comes to me and says, Wayne, we're not going to censor you. We're going to let everybody choose what they want. And if they want you, you're in, like Flynn. So they put me up 3 weeks ago with a page of Politi Chatter. Now, I've got 70,000 plus fans at Twitter, and it's never gone up in 3 years on national TV. At Politi Chatter, in 3 weeks, I've gone from a brand new page with zero to 131,153. I just looked in the break. 131,153 fans in 3 weeks, which means in the last 3 years, I should be in the millions at Twitter if it was real, if it wasn't fake, if they allowed people to actually sign up and find Wayne Root. But they're not allowing it. Same thing at Facebook. I should be 1 million or 2 million, and I will be soon at Politi Chatter. As a matter of fact, if I did 131,000 in 3 weeks, then I would guess in the next year, I'll be at 1 million or 2 million at Politi Chatter. So thank you for allowing freedom to ring through. Breathe that air, man. It's freedom at Politi Chatter. I recommend every conservative, every fan of Wayne Root, go to Politi Chatter and sign up and create your own page, and you'll be able to watch my posts where you couldn't at Twitter, you couldn't at Facebook. You'll find out my inner thoughts 20 times a day about the most important news stories. All right. So here are the important news stories I want you to know about. First of all, a record 158,803,000 Americans are employed. 1.85 million year-to-year increase. That's almost 2 million Americans more working today than were working at the beginning of the year. Do you think maybe they should be inclined to vote for President Trump? You think he's been good for the economy? Wow. Great news. Thank you, President Trump. Gallup has a new poll out about American ideology. And they prove that America's a center-right nation. 37% of Americans describe themselves as conservative. 35% say moderate, and only 24% liberal. So when you say you're liberal, first of all, you're lying. Every liberal I ever meet today is actually either communist, socialist, or Marxist. They're not liberal. The things they believe in are the same as the indoctrination of Karl Marx. Okay? So stop lying about what you are. What you believe in is the same as the Communist Party of America. You're not liberal. You're radical commies. That's what you are. But even the word liberal, which hides that you're a Marxist, communist, socialist, even that word is despised by most Americans. If you add the 37% that are conservative to the 35% that are moderate, that means over 70% of Americans don't like the word liberal. We are the majority of America, and yet the media makes it like we're bad people and we're all racist. So is the majority of America racist? The majority of America is conservative or center-right? Not liberal. The only way they get elected is by hiding what they really believe in, liberals, number one. By number two, hiding that they're really extreme left, communist, Marxist, and letting illegal aliens vote and massive voter fraud with dead people voting. It's the only reason they ever win an election. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if the United States did not target a top Iranian terrorist.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
The president ordered the airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani last week. He made the remarks during an interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward with the impeachment process. She's planning on sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for trial. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alan Root. Hey, one of my buddies is watching right now. He's coming straight from Philadelphia. Brian, Thanks for watching the show, buddy. He's headed to Trump's big rally coming up soon in Wildwood, New Jersey. Trump is going to do a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey, although I can't figure out why you would do it in the winter. Come on, you got to do Wildwood and Margate and Ventnor and Atlantic City. Got to do all that in the summer. Have like an outdoor Trump concert. He's doing it in the winter. Phone number. Thanks for watching, Brian. In the summer, Atlantic City, my favorite place in the world, man. Summers and the boardwalk and the hot pretzels and the taffy and that warm water, that beach is just amazing. God, Ventnor, New Jersey, man, does that bring back great memories. Phone number to call in. We're taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Rest of the show, we'll take calls. I'll mix it in with some news that I want to get out there, but 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Also want to mention, RootForAmerica.com is my website, RootForAmerica.com. My biggest project is RootWall.com. I'd love you to go there, Root for America and RootWall. And then my email, I love to hear from all of you what you think of the show, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And last but not least, check out all my thoughts, whether you go to Twitter, whether you go to Parler, or whether you go to my new favorite, Politi Chatter, P-O-L-I-T-I, Chatter, C-H-A-T-T-E-R. You just go to @RealWayneRoot at any of those, at Twitter, at Politi Chatter, at Parler, @RealWayneRoot, and there are my thoughts laid out on all the biggest news stories of the day. Throughout the day, I just type out my posts, and you get to see what I'm thinking about those stories. 833-WAR-TALK. We're taking your calls, 833-927-8255. Let's start with Faye in Pennsylvania on Live 1. Faye, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Faye, are you there? I don't know. Chris, do we have calls coming in? There we go. Faye on Line 1. Oh, all right. Go to Jay on Line 3. Virginia, sorry. Having some phone problems. Jay in Virginia on Line 3. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight, Jay?
Well, what's on my mind tonight that's really bothering me? That we, as the American peoples, have rights to anything that's on this in this world that's provided by God. The problem is with these immigrants, how can they think that they can come in America, get driver's license, nobody still know who they are, who name they use it, what social security card they use it, what birth certificate they use it. The thing is, the do-nothing Democrats should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree.
And they all should be kicked out of Congress for the dirt and the devil stuff that they've been doing to this president. It's not right.
I agree, but nothing is changing, is it? I mean, you could see, Jay, you're in Virginia. Virginia might be the most important bellwether state in America to show you what's going on. They have flipped that state from 100% red to 100% Democrat blue. They now control both legislatures and the governor. They control everything in Virginia, and all they're doing is passing terrible laws, awful laws. They want to take your guns away, confiscate your guns.
I know it. And the thing about it is, if they really want to talk about Virginia or say anything wrong about it, my thoughts about it is that Ralph Northam know exactly what he came in Congress to do for Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, Eric Swalwell, and the rest of the dirty crew.
Yeah.
They sit and think that we don't know no better.
Well, but here's the trouble. But Jay, I know you know better, okay? You're proven you're an intelligent guy. You got some good names you threw out. You know what you're talking about. But the average Virginia voter doesn't know better, or the whole state wouldn't have turned blue. So they did prove you're a bunch of fools in Virginia. You know what it is? It's government employees. The whole state is filled with government employees, federal government employees, and they all vote Democrat. And that's a sin, man. Why do all government employees vote Democrat? It's ridiculous. It's just a bribe. It's a quid pro quo. Vote Democrat, and they'll give you bigger pensions, bigger salaries, make your union stronger, expand the amount of government employees, make sure you all get paid more, make sure you get Cadillac health care programs, while the rest of us get screwed and have to pay $2,000 a month for crappy health insurance programs. It's government employees have ruined the state of Virginia and flipped it to the Democrats. And once they flip it, it's done. You never get it back. And that's the problem. Jay, thanks for the call. Hey, Christian, I'm having trouble. Yeah, who have I got? What line? Michael from Long Island. All right. Mike from Long Island. Who's up next? You're the man. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Wayne?
Good, good. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually from Highland, New York. I'm sorry. I wasn't speaking clear. Yeah, I just want to say you're a great dude. Yeah, and a great network there. And I just basically want to comment on the upcoming Senate House trial. What do you think of Trump's choice for possible attorneys there or witnesses there? I think it's Collins, Jim Jordan, and Ratcliffe. I think he should also include Louie Gohmert if he wants to. That'd be a great choice. What do you think?
Yeah, but here's the problem. What I really think is that the trial is not going to be a real trial, because if they could call the right witnesses, you'd have to call Adam Schiff, you'd have to call the whistleblower, you'd have to call Joe Biden, and you'd have to call Hunter Biden. And we would just destroy the entire Democrat Party and destroy the whole D.C. swamp. But they're not going to allow us to do any of that. So therefore, we don't need any great lawyers and interrogators and prosecutors on our side. We're just going to end it in a day and just say, we don't convict, we acquit, and that's the end of it. It's going to be a one-day thing. Maybe it's going to be a one-hour thing. I don't know. But if we're not allowed to call real witnesses and to interrogate them, then it's not going to be a real trial. So who needs Louie Gohmert? Who needs Jim Jordan? They're great guys. Maybe Gatz. How about Matt Gatz? You don't need these guys if it's not going to be a real trial. It's not going to be a real trial. That's clear. They're not going to let us call Adam Schiff and Joe Biden and the whistleblower. They're not going to let us. So, you know, yeah.
It would be fun, though, man.
It would be fun, but it's not going to happen. America only works for Democrats, the legal system. It doesn't work for Republicans. We cannot get a fair shot. If Paul Manafort was a Democrat, he wouldn't even be in prison, let alone rotting away for years in solitary confinement, everything he owns taken away from him, never seeing his family again. This is all about chosen persecution of Republicans by a legal system filled with rats. Rat judges, rat prosecutors, rat U.S. attorneys, rat FBI agents, all put in their place by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and a bunch of people that hate this country and just stand for D.C. swamp and the deep state, and it's a disgrace. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it. Who's up next? Zay in Virginia. I'm trying to do it all by ear now with Chris talking to me because my board is not working right now. So, Zay in Virginia. It's Wayne Root. How are you? You're on with Wayne Root. Hello. All right. Sal in Staten Island. See, we're having trouble with the call screen tonight. Sal in Staten Island. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. My opinion on this voter fraud that you talk about. Basically, the Democrats and the news media, the Democrats are urging people to vote, whether you're illegal or not illegal.
Right.
What they're telling them is, I know because it happened to my sister. I'm born in Italy, okay? And years ago when George Bush was running for president, my sister wanted to vote. But she was not a U.S. citizen. She was here legally, a permanent residency, and all that. But they kept sending papers home for my mother to vote, voter registration, and they sent one to my sister. So my sister went to vote. She said, oh, they keep sending it to me, so I'm going to go vote.
Right.
She wanted Bush. But when she did vote, you know, when Bush won, whatever, and not because he voted, but because he just won, but when she went to go do her naturalization and become a U.S. citizen, they knew that she voted. And they denied her citizenship.
Mm.
So what's happening right here is, if there's anybody out there that has the ability to become a citizen and they're urged to go vote, now they can never become a citizen.
Well, wait, Sal, hold on. Let me break this down. Your sister got denied citizenship because she voted when she shouldn't have. But I'm telling you, that was a few years back, and she voted Republican.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, all these people now that are illegal aliens that are coming in to vote for the Democrat Party, not one of them is going to be denied citizenship. This is persecution against Republicans or against someone coming from a great country like Italy. They don't want those kind of people. They don't want anyone from Europe. They want you to be from countries where everybody's dirt poor, doesn't speak English, has no interest in assimilating, and they know they can depend on you to be poor, helpless, and dependent for the rest of your life and always vote Democrat to keep the welfare checks coming. Your poor sister got screwed. But the average welfare addict from Haiti, from Guatemala, from Mexico, from some Middle East hellhole, they want all of them to come in because they're lifelong Democrat voters. They don't want your Italian sister. That's the persecution in America today. All right? Sal, you got it? It's all against your sister, and it's against me and you. But it's not against these Democrats. And they know that everybody that comes from all these poor countries, these desperate countries, these socialist hellholes, or as Trump might say, crap holes, I'll say it a little nicer, they know they're all going to be Democrats forever because they're so desperately poor. Everything's about welfare and food stamps and a thousand other government programs. Oh, and don't forget Medicaid and Obamacare. Free, free, free. All right, before we take off for a break, I don't want you to jump up from your seat, run to make a sandwich, run to the bathroom, channel surf. Stay right here, because a new message from Dr. Joe Williams, my sponsor. If you're a guy and you have thinning hair, this could be one of the most important men in the world for you and one of the most important messages. Plus, great hair and a free vacation in Vegas. Next. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow Premium Pillow.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. You know, even during the break, the emails just keep coming in. I got emails here from Buster, from Gina, from Howard, from Doug, from Michael, from Vito, from Paul. And I answered every one of you. All I had time to do is say, hi, Paul. Hi, Vito. That's it. I just make sure you know I'm listening. I appreciate you emailing me, contacting me, and I try to answer everybody back and just say hi or thank goodness you're watching or thank God for my fans. Thank God for all you. All good people, man. Good people. So we're going to take some more calls, but I want to mention Trump said exactly what I said all this week on the show. In his Toledo, Ohio event yesterday, his rally, Trump said pathetic Democrats would have leaked the Soleimani strike plans to the fake media so he can't tell them. And that was going to be my column for Sunday. I changed the topic to these, my ideas for executive orders or executive actions because he took my thunder away. Trump stole my lines. Come on. All week I said if he had ever done a briefing with Congress and told them what he was about to do to strike a Muslim terrorist, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would have leaked it right away. Nancy Pelosi would have leaked it to the media. Okay? Nadler to the media. Adam Schiff to the media. The New York Times would have put it out. And then the whole thing would have been ruined. But Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and AOC would have leaked it directly to our enemies in Iran. They would have leaked it to Hezbollah, Hamas. That's who elected them. Anybody could see that. These people represent terrorist, radical, crazy, extreme, and anti-American evil forces in the world. That's who elected them. That's who funded them. That's who they support. It was, look, you don't have to listen to Wayne Root. Chuck Schumer is Mr. Democrat. And before he went crazy and the whole Democratic Party became a party of Jew haters, anti-Semites, Israel destroyers, America haters, open border nutcases, Chuck Schumer 10 years ago said Hamas is a front, CARE, Council of American Islamic Relations, is a front for Hamas and Hezbollah. Terrorist organizations, they support terrorism. Guess who fundraises for CARE? Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, and I'm sure you'll see too. These people hate America, hate Israel, and by default, they hate Jews. Why did Jews vote Democrat? You're voting for people that want to destroy you, or at least make it possible for people to come in our country and kill you. They'll kill you first. They don't care if you're a Democrat, and make it impossible for Israel to be destroyed too. All right, tell me who my callers are. Who's up next? Joe in New York. We got Joe Wayne Allyn on the line. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Wayne. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
First of all, I just wanted to say, I don't think the Democrats think they're going to win. I don't think they have very good candidates.
Right.
And I think that this impeachment was only one weapon in their arsenal. I believe what they're going to try to do, and I know it sounds cynical, but I think they're going to cheat in this election. And I'll tell you how I think they're going to do it. They're going to get illegals to vote, and they're going to tamper with the ballots. Just recall what happened in 2018 in Florida, if the name Brenda Snipes rings a bell.
Yes, yes. She's the Palm Beach County Elections Commissioner who they fired. Thank God we got DeSantis, and he fired her right away. Terrible woman. Awful.
So I think what President Trump has to do, and I hope he's doing it, I don't know if he's giving it priority, he's got to continue full speed ahead with the wall, and he's got to ramp up the deportations. Because I promise you, if an illegal alien manages to find his or her way to a polling place, they will not be voting for him. And there's enough of them where I think they could throw the election.
Yeah, well, they did it last time, but they couldn't throw the election. Look, why do you think he lost the popular vote? He lost by, I think, 3 million votes, but he won the Electoral College by a landslide. And that's because California and New York alone let millions of illegals vote. They build up the voting and the voting and the voting. It's all Democrats stuffing ballots, illegal aliens stuffing ballots. But listen, if you were watching the rest of my show, you know that's all I ever talk about. We need voter ID. I don't know why Trump hasn't gone out and gotten it.
The thing is, there's not enough time for that. Because,
yeah.
It'll be challenged in the courts. November will be here before you know it. So, like I said, he's got to make this a priority and just speed up the deportations.
Yeah, that's going to be challenging the courts, too. I'll tell you what he could do. A quick one. He should, first of all, I mentioned my executive orders. He has to make it a felony punishable by instant deportation to be an illegal alien that votes with government documents. So you show your driver's license, that's it. It's not a fake driver's license. It's real. Doesn't matter. You're using it to commit a crime. Get him out of the country. And number two, you've got to order ICE to stand in front of every polling place in America. What do Democrats have to fear if there's no illegals voting? But if you're illegal and you see ICE swarming the voting place, you're going to get back in your car and drive away. That's what we got to do. That wouldn't deter a single American citizen from voting. I don't care if ICE is at the polling place. Why would you? So, President Trump, order ICE to swarm voting places all over this country the 3 weeks of early voting and on Election Day 2020. But we got to do something, because the only way they could beat us is with illegal aliens voting. That's it. Real Americans, we're all for Trump. Make America even greater. That should be the new Trump saying. He's done a great job. Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered. Have yourselves a great weekend. All the cops be safe. All the military be safe. All the veterans be safe. We love you. And stay tuned for the message from My Doctor Suggests, my wonderful sponsor. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get sick. I no longer have brain fog. I keep my voice alive, talk a thousand of hours because of their silver products. My Doctor Suggests, coming up next. Have a great weekend. God bless. War.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.